Okay, hi everybody, it's really good to see you. We're going to talk about the 23rd Psalm this morning. Now normally we'd be in our church and I'd be looking at all your smiling faces, and it would have been good if that's what could happen this morning, but we can't do that. So I've come out the back and we're just going to share this psalm together this morning. Now this is our third take. The first take was that the sound didn't work on the recording, and the second take was that playtime at the school next door has just happened. So we're just going to go for it and see what happens. So let's pray this morning that the Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts, softens to our hearts, and that God, our Father God, will speak to us this morning through this psalm. Okay, amen. So, 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along the right paths, bringing honour to his name. And even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. There's so much in that first part of the psalm. We've got the Lord being our shepherd and looking after us, and we've got some rest in green meadows, and we're sitting beside peaceful streams, and that he's going to renew our strength. And even through the darkest valleys, he's going to be with us, close beside us. But I want to stop at verse 5, just for a little while, where it says, "You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies." Now, I've prepared a bit of a feast here this morning. I've got some lovely things to eat, and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to start enjoying them. I've got some strawberries and some raspberries and some blueberries and cheese and fruit. And you know, if I was thinking about a feast, I would probably want chocolate and cake. And I've got a friend who I know, if I was going to prepare a feast, she would definitely want chocolate. But I'm doing healthy church, so I actually just want to feast on the things that God made and God created. But one of those things that I can eat is actually Rodder's cream, which is amazing. And I can eat Rodder's cream with strawberries and raspberries and blueberries, and that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to have a bit of cream and a strawberry. That is amazing. In fact, it's so amazing, I'm going to have some more. It's so good. Barney, you would love this. Here we go. This feast is amazing. I'm going to have some cheese. Do you like cheese? I love cheese. I'm going to have a bit of cheese and even a bit of carrot. And then maybe I could pour a drink. Perhaps God would pour me a nice drink. And also I can drink at the table as well. Amazing. What an amazing feast. It's not a snack. It's a feast. But you know, the verse says that we're going to feast in the presence of our enemies. Now, I don't know about you, but I prefer to feast in God's throne room or with family or with friends, especially at the moment, because I'm really missing my family and I'm really missing my friends. But the verse says that you're going to feast in the presence of your enemies. Now, at the moment, we know what our enemy is. It's the virus. The virus is really an enemy. You know, we read in John about how the enemy comes to kill and steal and destroy. And that's exactly what is going on with the virus. And also there's a verse in Peter, I think 1 Peter, that says about the enemy prowls around. And yet God says we can feast in that. But sometimes this is what happens. When we're feasting, okay, we start to listen to that enemy, and it's a bit like an enemy pulling up a seat at our table. It's very, very sneaky. You can't always tell that it's happening, but suddenly you find the enemy at your table as well. So how do you know if the enemy's come up to your table? Well, things like voices in your head that maybe they say are, you know what, you're really scared, aren't you? And if you were with God, if your God loved you, then he would, you know, you wouldn't be frightened, you wouldn't be scared. And if your God was really as powerful as you say he is, then he'd just get rid of the virus, wouldn't he? Or maybe it's things like, do you know what, you're trying really hard, but you're really not making the mark, you're really not good enough. Maybe some of the children are thinking that with their home learning. Or maybe you feel extra stressed or extra anxious. Or maybe you feel that your joy has been robbed, or your strength has been robbed, or your peace has been robbed. Or maybe things from the past have come back very sneakily over the last few weeks while the virus is going on, when you're a little bit more vulnerable. And you're finding that things from the past are actually affecting your future. And maybe as well, you've actually been through that valley of the death. Maybe you're walking through the valley. I know in our family we have, in the last couple of months, we've lost our brother so suddenly, just like that. And yet, you know, at those times, that's when the door slightly opens and the enemy can come in. But we are at the table feasting with God. And the most important thing to remember is not what's on the table, even though this is absolutely amazing with all this cream and strawberries and chocolate and cheese and fruit and vegetables, it's actually who's sitting at the table. And the person that's sitting at your table is God. God the Creator, God that created the heavens and the stars and the planets, and God that created you, and the God that knows everything about you. You, the God that stands by you through the ups and the downs, through the good days, through the bad days, through the things that you understand and the things that you don't understand, the big questions you have, that God that promises to give you the strength and the peace, that's who's at this table. And everything you need is at this table. And do you know, the person that isn't welcome at this table is the enemy, this person. Because also at this table, God says, you know, you've got my forgiveness. And one way to get rid of the enemy is to ask for God's forgiveness, whatever we've been going through. And when you do that, when you sort of say sorry to God or ask for his forgiveness, it's just like God kicking away the enemy from the table. Because that enemy has no right to be at your table while you sit in the presence of God. You know, there's a verse in Philippians that we've been looking at with church that says everything about this table and what it would be like to sit at this table with God. It's in Philippians 4, and it says, when you come to, this is like what it's like when you come to the table, it says, God's talking to us and saying, don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Now, with the children, we talk about praying is like chatting and listening to God. So it's like chatting with God at the table. And this is what it says. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Jesus Christ. So when you're sitting at this table, your heart and your mind is protected by your God. That the enemy has been kicked away. It says, fix your thoughts on what is true. What is true at this table? That God is of strength and peace and joy. So many things. He's faithful. He's good and honourable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise, then the God of peace will be with you. So they're all the things that you can think about from Philippians 4 when you sit and feast with God at the table. Now you know, the verse goes on a lot more than just at the table. It then talks about blessing. Now, we sometimes have on a Sunday morning this little bottle, don't we? And when we dip it up and we put it on and we anoint people and we ask God through the Holy Spirit to bless them. Well, the next verse says that God's blessing is going to overflow. It's not just like a little tap on the head. You're going to receive an overflowing of God's Holy Spirit, an overflowing of God's blessing. Isn't that amazing? It's a little bit like this. So, here we go. So it's like having the oil, the blessing of God, overflowing on you this morning. You've just come from that table where you've feasted with your God, and he's going to bless you abundantly. It's going to flow. Just imagine now God's Holy Spirit blessing you, pouring his blessings upon you. It's going to be more and more and more. Holy Spirit, come. After the feasting at the table, after the blessings and the overflowing of abundance, this is how the psalm finishes. If I can find it. Here we go. You honour me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessing. Surely your goodness and your unfailing love, all of those things that we found at the table, will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. I just want to finish by reading John 10:10, because that's where that verse came from about the enemy stealing and robbing and destroying. Because after that, there's this great hope, and it says that I've come to give you fullness of life. And the fullness of life is what you will receive when you choose to pull up your chair to the table and you feast with your God.